Africarize. New stress-tolerant Arecarize varieties for Africa. The Africa-wide rice breeding task force, convened by the Africarize Center, Africarize, has recently nominated 6 varieties with improved tolerance to environmental stresses as Areca, which stands for Advanced Rice Varieties, for Africa. The Areca varieties are selected through a rigorous multi-environment testing process including regional and national trials as well as participatory varietal selection involving farmers. The varieties were evaluated through the project Stress Tolerant Rice for Africa in South Asia, Strasaw, which is helping farmers who produce their crop under predominantly rain-fed conditions, in which stresses such as drought, flood, cold, salinity, and iron toxicity reduce yields. The Strasaw project is being implemented by the International Rice Research Institute, URI, and Africarize in partnership with national programs with support from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It covers 18 countries in Africa. The project is linking up with various partners, including non-governmental organizations, such as the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, AGRA, Catholic Relief Services, CRS, and BRAC, as well as private seed producers, such as Febrodes and Nafaso, for dissemination of improved seed in Africa. Listen to the comments on this exciting development from rice experts. Babu Karmane, Africarize, irrigated rice breeder, and Strasaw Africa coordinator said.
The objective of Strasaw was to try to develop rice varieties that are tolerant to what we call the abiotic stresses that tend to impede rice production in Africa. Some of these stresses like drought, salinity, iron toxicity, low temperatures, that's cold, and also submergence have really been affecting rice yields in farmers' fields. Since we have this system of certification of Africa rice to say any rice variety that has gone through the breeding task force scheme of evaluation and has shown promise in certain ecology and we find certain countries are already highly interested in them, we need to give them the Areca label, which would be like a certification to see this particular variety has undergone through our screening system. The whole network agrees that this variety is good for this particular purpose. And we are very glad to announce that this year for the Strasaw project, 6 breeding lines have actually been named Arecas. So we already have 6 lines, and then interestingly, 2 of these lines happen to be nominated for different stresses. You find for iron toxicity, countries have nominated one of the lines to be very, very tolerant. It's a breeding line developed in Senegal in our St. Louis station, and it has been nominated in Burkina Faso for iron toxicity tolerance as well as Ghana. But at the same time, we find in Senegal itself and Mali, they have been able to nominate this variety for tolerance to low temperatures. That means adaptation for cultivation in the cold, dry season.
Kofi Bimpong, Africarize molecular biologist, explained.
In true collaboration to utilize the already identified genes or traits of importance in rice production, we use those traits in our work to improve the varieties that is being grown in Africa. This is what we call the marker-assisted selection approach.
Mosisie, Africarize senior breeder and breeding task force coordinator, observed.
Donc du coup on a 6 Areca. Et le côté intéressant c'est qu'on a une variété qui est à la fois bonne pour la toxiféreuse et bonne pour le foie, ce qui est une très bonne chose. Donc ça dit que les Areca qu'on a sont très bien.
Ibn Oudien, Africarize biometrician, commented.
The objective was to compare our test material with the best check, and varieties is considered as promising one if it over-yield or is better in different parameters compared to the best check over the years.
Gary Atlin, Senior Program Officer, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, stated.
It's wonderful to see products now reaching the stage where they can really move into African farmers' fields. So the fruits of the first two phases of Strasaw are now ready for dissemination, and that's what this meeting is about. The Areca approach you know, building up a strong data set on performance of the of these products is really a step forward. So I'm very impressed by the breeding task force, the testing network that it set up, the partnership with the national systems. I think this is going to be a wonderful conduit for moving improved material into farmers' field.
Pendicise, rice seed producer and founder president of FEPRODES Women's Association, Senegal, said.
Oui, effectivement, ces variétés sont très intéressantes pour nous parce que, comme vous le savez, dans la vallée du fleuve Sénégal, avant l'installation des barrages anti-sel, il y avait la remontée saline qui envahissait beaucoup, une très grande superficie de nos terres au niveau du delta. Et donc cette remontée saline est restée. Il y a une très grande superficie qu'on ne peut pas utiliser. Les paysans, ceux qui forcent pour utiliser, ne font pas les rendements qu'il faut à cause de la salinité. Donc ces variétés qui sont tolérantes au sel, vont vraiment, c'est une grande opportunité pour nous de pouvoir récupérer ces terres et de permettre aux paysans qui font des rendements assez bas en raison de la contrainte salinité de pouvoir utiliser une variété tolérante qui va leur permettre d'augmenter leur rendement.
Abdoulaye Sadougo, rice seed producer and director of NAFASO, Burkina Faso, remarked.
Trouver des variétés qui sont tolérantes à certains stress que nous vivons, c'est très important pour les producteurs et le, en Afrique. Donc, je peux dire que nous assistons à une révolution. Heureusement que Africa Rice, à travers le projet Straja, a pensé à ça. Et c'est normal qu'ils pensent à ça parce qu'ils vivent avec nous. Donc, je crois très bien que avec ces nouvelles variétés, qui sont effectivement les solutions de nos problèmes, nous y croyons que nous allons pouvoir progresser rapidement.
Babu Karmane said.
This has been the real bottleneck. That is, how can you get seed to farmers? So right now, the exercise we are having in the planning phase for Straja Phase 3, we want to put a lot of emphasis on dissemination so that we can get what we call impact. So there we want to work with our national partners to guide them to have what we call seed roadmap.
Issoufou Kapron, Program Officer for Seed Production and Dissemination, Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, AGRA, observed.
Through AGRA and Africa Rice, especially looking at how we can help the breeders become more focused on participatory breeding and doing a lot of on-farm demonstrations so that farmers see these new varieties in their fields. And then as we support the breeders together, we also want to make sure that the seed producers and the farmers have access to the seeds of those varieties.
For more information, please visit www.africarise.org.